This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Missouri, they say patients are younger and younger and getting sicker with COVID-19, the Delta variant style. And Tennessee is ending vaccine outreaches to kids. In fact, booting their top vaccine guru. What's up with that? Banning handgun sales to 18-year-olds is unconstitutional, according to one court. Oh, how the world keeps turning, especially here in the good old USA. Hey, hey, everybody. I welcome you to the show. The red carpet has been rolled out for all of you, whether you're a first timer or you've been with us for a long time. And speaking of red carpets, coming up, for those of you who partake in the little screen, you might be interested in some Emmy nods, big screen, little screen, so some movie previews coming up around the bend, too. Also, at the end of the hour, we're going to talk to an interesting guy named Knighton D.C. He talks about human connection through emotional intelligence. Imagine what a difference that would make where you're working. Is there a problem? Is there a disconnect? The human connection is so important, and there's so much to it. We had a great conversation, and I take you to India for that. That's coming up again at the end of the hour. Plus, your thoughts as we hit the mailbag, a great time to remind anybody, you can hit me up 24/7, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Let's talk about Missouri first. Missouri, they have seen a big outbreak. Patients are younger and sicker, just like I said. And these are numbers from the state. They say they're in crisis around Springfield, Missouri. Hospitals are flooded with coronavirus cases. They think it's a preview of what's in store for the rest of the state because of the Delta variant. The CEO of Cox Health, which is a key healthcare system in southwest Missouri, they're treating 127 patients, similar to the number they had during last winter's surge, and nearly a tenfold increase from the 14 such patients 7 weeks ago. What Cox Health is saying is vaccination rates are in the bottom 20 among states, and they're saying they're beginning to realize they're kind of a harbinger for the rest of the state, meaning look at what's happened where we're seeing this big increase and most of them are unvaccinated. So the ages are lower. The average age dropping 12 years since the winter, and they have severe disease despite a lack of underlying conditions. So younger and sicker, the Delta variant has to be looked at as a way different disease and one that hits people who are younger. Two neighboring counties in rural Indiana are very similar except for one thing. One has the state's third highest vaccination rate. The other has the fourth lowest. And there, that's what they're saying is making a difference in the numbers of what they're seeing of people who are sick with this new strain of COVID-19. The Mississippi State Department of Health is blocking comments on its Facebook coronavirus post, citing a rise of misinformation about the virus and vaccinations, saying only about 31% of Mississippians have been fully vaccinated. A state board on Tuesday certified a petition drive to repeal a Michigan law that was used by Governor Whitmer to set major pandemic restrictions. The decision ordered by a court means the Republican-controlled legislature can kill the law without Whitmer, a Democrat, intervening. And Tennessee, I mentioned, has fired its top vaccination official, Dr. Fikes, who upset some Republicans when she sent medical providers information explaining the state's legal mechanism for vaccinating minors above the age of 14 without parental consent. That did not go over well at all, at all. Global totals, we haven't done this in a long time, more than 187.7 million cases and more than 4 million deaths. Nearly 160 million Americans, 48% of the population, have been fully vaccinated. That's according to the CDC. Deaths in the U.S., 607,000 plus deaths, according to Johns Hopkins University. Their data is where we get that number. That's what they're saying. All right. In the meantime, handguns and 18-year-olds. There's a law that bans handgun sales to Americans under 21, and a court ruled that it violates the Second Amendment. This is a federal appeals court that ruled Tuesday that having that limitation on selling handguns to Americans, like I said, under 21, violates the Second Amendment. At issue is a gun control law signed by President Johnson in 1968 that banned the sale of handguns to people under 21, but permitted the sale of shotguns and rifles to the same people. So a divided U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fourth Circuit in Richmond, Virginia, said that the law was an arbitrary restriction that relegated 18 to 20-year-olds to a second-class status under the Second Amendment. That decision is, I'm sure, going to be appealed and may eventually reach the Supreme Court. Let's see what the Supreme Court does with it. Let's see what they do with it. You know, the judge was Julius Richardson, who was nominated to the court by President Trump in 2018, and what he said was, in the law, a line must sometimes be drawn, but there must be a reason why constitutional rights cannot be enjoyed until a certain age. When do constitutional rights vest? That is a great question. 18 or 21? 16 or 25? And that's what this judge wrote. So I think that goes all the way up the flagpole and goes to the highest court in the land. I think that goes all the way to the Supreme Court. Not tomorrow, not next month, but soon it will reach the Supreme Court. And I'm not surprised by that. I'm not surprised that there's something wobbly about it because, as the judge said, how do you arbitrarily decide that? What is the age? And we have to tell you about a gaffe, after all, at the top of this as we kick the door open to this hour. How about this attorney who's repeatedly criticized a federal judge for her handling of the Flint drinking water civil case? Kind of got a little bit of payback, you might say. I was reading about it today in the USA Today when he was, snoozing during an online court hearing. How does that happen? U.S. District Judge Judith Levy called out Mark Cucker of Philadelphia after he dozed off during a fairness hearing on the proposed $641.25 million partial settlement of the case. Cucker has clashed repeatedly with this judge over off-the-record conferences she's held with other attorneys in the case. He was among three attorneys who went to the U.S. Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals asking it to order the judge to stop conducting those conferences. But during the hearing conducted over Zoom, the judge noticed that Cucker was asleep while the Flint residents were speaking out against the proposed settlement. He was slumped in his chair with his eyes closed. Oh, you can't have an attorney who falls asleep. That just doesn't work. And as we know, Zoom catches everything. Speaking of Zoom, big screen, little screen, next.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
This report is sponsored by Amazon. Nothing says back to school like shopping for new book bags, laptops, outfits, and classroom essentials. Amazon makes shopping convenient for students, parents, and educators gearing up to head back to class. Customers can spend less and smile more when they shop Amazon's back-to-school and off-to-college storefronts this year, offering the widest selection, low prices, and free shipping on millions of items. Whether students are heading off to their first day of preschool or final semester of college, Amazon serves as a one-stop shop with everything customers need to get ready for school, including the latest fall fashions, dorm room decor, must-have supplies, and more. Plus, college students can sign up for a 6-month trial of Prime Student for access to the best of shopping and entertainment from Amazon, plus exclusive offers just for college students. Get your school list ready and start shopping today at amazon.com/backtoschool and amazon.com/offtocollege.
Have you seen, as we go big screen, little screen, the latest action-adventure flick from Marvel Studios, Black Widow? It's streaming on Disney for $29.99, unlocking Black Widow if you jump on the whole Disney thing, which some people do. But this is in the movie theaters, too, and there's all kinds of showings of it all over the place. It's gotten interesting reviews. The budget to make this, $200 million. The plot, Natasha Romanoff, a.k.a. Black Widow, confronts the darker parts of her world when a dangerous conspiracy with ties to her past arises. Here is a sneak peek of Scarlett Johansson's latest flick.
I tell people my sister moved out west. You're a science teacher. Your husband, he renovates houses. You're thinking about moving, but you're going to wait until the interest rates go down.
That's not my story. Before I was an Avenger, I made mistakes. And a lot of enemies.
He's called Sign Taskmaster. He controls the Red Room. They're manipulated. Fully conscious, but no choices.
I should have come back for you.
How many others are there? Enough.
We have to go back to where it all started. So they never do that to anyone again.
We're family. We fight with you.
You won't win. I've always found it best not to look into the past.
stay duck and cover.
But my plan was to drive us away.
Blair, your plan sucks.
At some point, we all have to choose between what the world wants you to be and who you are. I made my choice. I'm done running.
What's gonna happen?
Natasha, don't slouch.
I'm not slouching.
You're going to get a back hunch.
Listen to your mother.
Oh my god. This...
All
right, enough. All of you.
I didn't say anything. That's not fair.
All right, on Rotten Tomatoes, it got an 80% on the tomato meter. Black Widow's deeper themes are drowned out in all the action, but it is a solidly entertaining standalone adventure that's rounded out by a stellar supporting cast. So one of the critics had to say the audience gave it a 92%. In the end, we'll see what happens at the box office here. And that's out right now. Here's a movie that's on my radar. And I like what the AP had to say about Stillwater, that Matt Damon bridges Oklahoma, for our Oklahoma people out there, and France. This is an American oil rig roughnecker who travels to France to visit his estranged daughter in prison for a murder she claims she didn't commit. Here is a little sneak of Stillwater.
I'm trying to get my little girl out of jail. That's all I give a damn about.
The day you left for Marseille, I drove to the airport. I went to the gift shop, and I saw this necklace. It was gold, said Stillwater on it. I thought it would be a little piece of home to take with you.
Some folks are born late to where the fire.
You're in Marseille for vacation?
Yeah, visit my daughter.
The father of the girl, the American citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Allison came here for college, and that's where she met this girl, Lena. One night she found Lena dead and called the police. All they cared about was Allison sleeping with some Arab girl.
I loved her.
I know you did.
But everybody thinks that I killed her.
We have exhausted every possible legal action.
Is the lawyer not helping you?
I'm doing it myself for now.
I could.
What's your name?
Maya.
Maya. Oh, that's nice.
She's very protective with me.
You seen that guy before?
No one would talk to you, trust me. I'm not from here. It's not safe for you.
She's my little girl.
Dad, please.
I'm not going to give up.
It will be a serious mistake to commit a crime to prove your daughter innocent. It will not get her out of jail. And it will send you in.
Laura, please keep a watchful eye on Allison. Amen.
Police.
Did you ask her to lie?
I'm trying to get my little girl out of jail. That's all I give a damn about.
You sound very American right now.
Good. I am.
Yeah, and you're also a stranger here.
What did you do?
You just have to trust me.
All right, so 79% on the tomato meter for Rotten Tomatoes. This is a big film. In Cannes, France, it's a big, big, big hit. And Stillwater, they say, is much bigger than it appears. It premiered there, and it's going to open in North American theaters on July 30th. It's a weird anomaly, a U.S.-Euro hybrid that really has become one of the biggest American films. And I look forward to this. I like Matt Damon's work. I like this director, Tom McCarthy. I like the background of this. Abigail Breslin is the actress, the young actress in it that plays his daughter. So I look forward to that on the 30th, and I'll give you a full review of both of those films after I've seen them. All right, Little Screen Stuff, the 73rd Annual Emmy Award nominations were announced, and The Mandalorian had 24 nominations. HBO led all the networks with 130 nods. What was so interesting is a show that I really like, Ted Lasso, and some of my British friends like it too. It's a hit Apple television show. It got 20 nominations. It was the most nominated first season comedy ever. Stars from that: Hannah Waddingham, Brendan Hunt, Juno Temple. They were all nominated in their various categories, so that was, I think, pretty cool. Best Comedy: Blackish, Cobra Kai, Emily in Paris, Hacks, The Flight Attendant, The Kominsky Method, Ted Lasso that I mentioned. Best Drama: The Boys, Bridgerton, The Crown, The Handmaiden's Tale, Lovecraft Country. Some of you are saying, yeah, I know this stuff. I watch it. I watch some of it, or I watch none of it, but my wife, my family, my whoever, because it was such a TV watching time during the pandemic. The Mandalorian, that was a Disney Plus deal. I mentioned that had a lot of nominations. The Queen's Gambit for limited series, Mayor of Easttown, among those that were nominated. I'm not going to go through all of them, but there were some really interesting choices, good choices for comedies. Gene Smart, Hacks, is brilliant. Tracy Ellis Ross, Blackish, that's a good choice too. Kaley Cuoco, The Flight Attendant, she was excellent in that. William H. Macy and Shameless, that's off the air, it just had its last run. Kenan Thompson for Kenan, Michael Douglas for The Kominsky Method, Anthony Anderson for Blackish, Jason Sudeikis, Ted Lasso, he's so popular in that. It's very, very, very funny. And then Best Actress in a Drama: Olivia Colman, The Crown; Emma Corrin, The Crown; Elizabeth Moss, The Handmaiden's Tale, and the list goes on and on and on. I'm not leaving anyone off. There's just too many names to announce. But pretty interesting, because I think more people turn to the little screen. In fact, we know that statistically, because of the pandemic, people listening to us, not just in the U.S., but other parts of the world. Coming up next, we're hitting the mailbag. Remember, you can always send me your thoughts 24/7, Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The bootleg wildfire in southern Oregon has become the largest in the nation, surpassing 200,000 acres burned. So far, it's destroyed 54 structures and 21 homes, while forcing the evacuation of more than 100 more in its path. Officials say continued above-average temperatures, high winds, and dry forest conditions have driven the blaze, which remains 0% contained. And late Tuesday, Senate Democrats announced they'd reached a deal among themselves over a $3.5 trillion spending bill. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer announced the deal after a meeting with the Budget Committee that includes funding for many of the priorities laid out in President Biden's American Family Plan. The announcement coming as a bipartisan group of senators were continuing to hammer out a final version of the $1 trillion infrastructure deal they have with the White House. Negotiators in that group say they're making progress but are still working on several issues. You're listening to USA Radio News. The U.S. State Department is looking into ways to support the Cuban people after thousands took to the street this weekend in the largest protests seen in that country in years. State Department spokesman Ned Price said Tuesday that the department was considering an array of options with a focus on humanitarian needs. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says this is the chance for the change that the U.S. has sought in Cuba for decades. The California Republican tells Fox News that we should offer as much help as possible to those Cubans calling for their freedom.
We should be promoting democracy everywhere in the world. This is 90 miles away. We've been craving the opportunity to change Cuba. What have we watched for decades of people who would leave there, risk their lives coming across for the idea of freedom? Here is a window of opportunity that we should not let pass by. We should, in the strongest manner, help those who desire freedom to be able to attain it inside Cuba.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
You have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Thanks so much for filling the mailbag once again from coast to coast and everywhere in between. Remember, 24/7, send me your thoughts, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. Got this one from Joe listening to us in Oklahoma City. So psyched to be on there, by the way. Spent a ton of time in Oklahoma City. It's just a great place. Joe, thanks for that. Joe says, Kate, France has these health passes now, so the vaccine is required for restaurants and bars, and I get planes because we already know that masking is one thing, but now vaccines. Do you think that will happen in the United States? If it does, I really honestly think we'll have a little mini revolution. I don't think it's going to happen in the United States because everywhere you go already now, you see that it's choice, right? So it says if you're vaccinated, come in. If you haven't been vaccinated, please wear a mask. But it's the honor system. Do I see that happening in restaurants and bars here? No, no, and no. I'd be stunned if it did. Macron, the French president, is got this Delta variant on his hands, and they're kind of panicking, right? Because they're hosting the film festival there, the Cannes Film Festival, which is huge. So you've got thousands of people from all around the world. And I think that makes them a little bit nervous. So they're talking about this pass that's mandatory in all these venues. So cinemas, theaters, concert halls. Although that's happening right now. So, I mean, already this film festival is going on. And they're talking about this kicking in on July 21st. And then in August, the health pass is mandatory for shops, restaurants, trains, planes. I think pretty much anywhere where people are gathering. And do I think it'll happen in the U.S.? No, I don't. I think it won't. I'd be surprised, at least not in the near future. And I would be stunned if we see this happening
at all. So if you're worried about that, don't worry about it. I don't believe that we're going to see that. All right, let's move to another one. This one is from Mac Attack. Hey, Mac Attack. And he says, hey, Kate, because of you, I listened. I got my free French fries at McDonald's, but they end up getting some of my hard-earned cash anyway because, like you said, of course I had to have a drink and the Big Mac with it. But, hey, I got the free fries. I'm wondering if you're looking at any movies that are coming out and that you think are worth going to see. You know, it's interesting. I just did the movie review. And there's one that's coming out with Matt Damon that I like, that I think, I say I like it, Still Water it's called. I like what I hear about it. I like looking at the previews and looking at what the storyline is. I think that's going to be pretty good. You know, it's all about the comics and turning the comics into these big splashy movies. So you have Scarlett Johansson, who's in Black Widow. And there's some pretty decent ones that are coming out later in the year, but there's nothing that pops into my head right now. And I think part of that is we're coming through that the whole pandemic where you had a lot of films that were stopped or that were filming or that took longer. And, you know, for example, Top Gun 2. I was looking forward to that. I love Top Gun. So maybe cheesy, might not be good, might be great, but I will definitely see it. And that got pushed, at least the release of it got pushed. So I think some of the big releases might come out in, you know, the fall and closer to December, closer to the end of the year. It's a great question, though. It is. If you're a movie hound for a certain genre of movie, and I like espionage, I like thrillers, not necessarily horror, but thrillers. So that's the kind of movies that I look for. And Hollywood's trying to bounce back, and they're trying to get people to go to the theaters. But I think the theaters are still, you know, it's so-so. It depends on, it's going to depend a lot on what the release is and where the movie theater is that we're talking about, because people are used to now seeing that on their screens at home. And how big is your screen at home? I think there's a different experience, especially if you're talking about something like the Top Gun, but I don't know that everyone shares that with me. I don't know that everybody thinks that there's something about the movie experience. We'll see, because, you know, we're just bouncing back. I mean, really, that's it. That's the best way to say that. All right, let's move on to another one. This one is from Emily. Kate, I've never emailed your show before, but I listen. My husband is a big fan, so he got me to listen. We work all kinds of hours. If we can't hear your show live, usually we listen to it the next day. We stream it on through your website that you've mentioned before. And I'm looking at what happened with this Tennessee vaccine guy who got fired because he shared some policies, I guess, about vaccinations. And I would say that, you know, one of the things that is really, really crazy about what's happened with vaccines and COVID is where are we headed with this, and what is it going to look like state to state? And I think state policies are probably going to be different, especially when it comes to kids. Yeah, I think you're talking about the doctor that now has been on, Fiscus, I believe her name is, and she was the top vaccine person for the state of Tennessee. She was on some show saying she was fired because she shared state policy about minors between the ages of 14 and 17 being able to receive medical care without parental consent. And that was in relation to the COVID-19 vaccine. So once that came out, it made people upset. And that, I guess, enough complaints led to, you know, you can't be saying that, because I guess thinking that against their parents' wishes, maybe some kids would demand or think they should be able to get the vaccine. So that's what got her into the into the hot water, and ultimately she was she was fired. Let's see, let's go to another one. I'm trying to squeeze in as many as I can, by the way. Thanks for, you know, hanging with us in all kinds of different directions. Here's one that's pretty interesting. This one is from this one is from Glenn, who says, "Hey, Kate, you know, it's interesting when we talk about vaccines. One of the things that's not talked about is these clinical trial tests on whether or not it affects pregnant women in a bad way. In other words, miscarriages, stillbirths, that kind of thing, or birth defects in newborns because of getting the shot. Because remember, there was such a rush to push this through, and now apparently these trials are being done to see if it is really safe for pregnant women. I was vaccinated. My wife was vaccinated. We already have our children, and they're grown children. I think if I was a woman and I was childbearing age and wanted to have children, I would be somebody who would be considered to be an anti-vaxxer because I wouldn't feel comfortable getting the vaccine. I would be worried about, you know, the vaccination. I'd be worried about a negative outcome. And I know that that's why they're probably, of course, doing all these studies. Yeah, Moderna is doing these trials, or they're going to figure out whether the vaccine is safe for pregnant women. The CDC doesn't recommend for or against, by the way, because after that email, thanks for that, was a great email. Thanks to that email, I looked it up again. They don't say either way. Pregnant women are more likely to suffer from negative outcomes from COVID-19, and there are other studies that are also out there that are being, you know, conducted to determine how effective the COVID-19 vaccines are for pregnant women, and that makes sense, right? So scientists are going to observe the potential side effects that the vaccine will have on pregnant women, the infants, and whether the vaccine could cause complications in pregnancy, you know, pregnancy or not. Earlier this year, the World Health Organization recommended against pregnant women getting the vaccine before later walking back the advice. And according to the U.S. National Library of Medicine, Moderna has not yet started to recruit for the study, because that's what they're going to have to do. They're going to have to enroll women who are at least 18 or older who are currently pregnant, so they're going to have to agree to be part of that study. I think if I were in that situation, I would be worried about it. I would. I think, of course, it makes sense because of things that we've heard that have already happened, that there would be a concern there. It makes complete, you know, sense to me. All right, here's one from Richard, who says, "Kate, I love when you give the temperatures that are extremely hot in the West, and I laugh when you're talking about Death Valley. I've been through Death Valley, too, only once or twice. I lived in California for a very, very long time, and we know that it gets sweltering hot there, and they're always going to have a blazing hot temperature, and maybe it's going to shock us what we're going to see. But I think what we're seeing in Oregon and Washington and places where they're really not used to being in a furnace is where it's a little freaky. And yes, it's terrible for the wildfires, because those tinderboxes, as you say, is what happens, and that's what becomes of areas when they are in drought conditions. So I wonder what the highest temperature lately has been in Death Valley, and I know you can tell us that." Yeah, I'm fascinated by that. You're absolutely right. Thanks for the email. The low temperature this past weekend was 107.7 degrees. In the afternoon this past Sunday, it was 128.6 degrees. Wow. I mean, they said that's the combination of the two produced the highest daily average temperature observed on the planet, 118.1 degrees. That is so hot. That is a furnace, isn't it? But that's what they call it. What? Death Valley, California. All right, thanks for your emails. You can flip them to me anytime. Kate at katedelangradio.com. Delaney, we have Ashley Cantana with us. She's the public policy manager at Facebook. She's going to share some information on the COVID-19 vaccine. I know that a program started a couple of months ago. Tell us more about that, Ash.
In April, we launched a program to support pop-up vaccine clinics in low-income and underserved communities around California. Today, we're sharing that we've expanded that program to Austin, Boston, Chicago, New York, Seattle, and Washington, D.C. It's really important for us to support the communities near our offices, and this is one way we can do that.
What about mobile vaccines?
Near our headquarters in Menlo Park, we're also teaming with local nonprofits to operate a mobile vaccination truck. Each Friday and Sunday, the truck will park at nearby schools and community spaces.
Ashley, where can we find out more information?
Check out www.about.sb.com/news for all the details.
Thanks, Ashley, for sharing the information on COVID-19 vaccinations.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
All right, I'm so excited to introduce you to our next guest. He's in our virtual green room, and his name is Knighton DC. He's written a book called Human Connect Through Emotional Intelligence. This is a game changer, people. If you complain about your boss, if you feel like you're lost in your job, you're lost in your world, really, honestly, emotional intelligence is what is, I think, a game changer. And the way he's presented it in this book, it's very easy for anyone to grab this and start to make that change and start to connect deeper. Knighton, thanks so much for coming on. You're in India right now, and you're in the what we would call the Silicon Valley, right, of India.
Absolutely. Yeah, Bangalore is called the Silicon Valley of India. More like California in the U.S.
So the interesting thing about that, and it makes sense, is tell us about your background, because I think this is so significant. How does a guy who really rises up through the ranks of engineering for Samsung, where you're doing mechanical engineering, software engineering, how do you make that leap into human resources? Because they're very different worlds.
Absolutely. Yeah, when I started my career, I pretty much followed the tracks of anybody else. So I was given a false map. I was told this is something that you will have to do for your life, for you to be good in your life. And I pretty much followed that for about 8 years. I did my engineering for 4 years as a mechanical engineer. And I did my post-graduation in advanced software engineering and worked as a software engineer for about 5 to 6 years. In the course of that, I realized that there is something more to me, which is very personal. That is something inside me. And this is pretty much what I gathered from the feedback I was getting from my peers, my the people whom I'm working with, and that was about people skills. So everybody would come up and tell me that, Nitin, I think you should get into management. You are so good technically, but then for you can really fast track your career if you do a degree in management, and because of the kind of people skills you are able to demonstrate. And that's when I thought over it and started preparing for that. And I did my master's in human resources, and then joined Samsung. So from that point onwards to today, it's been about 15 years with Samsung. I've been a thorough human resources professional, and people skills has been the way of my life.
And you do it so well, and that's why I think it's brilliant you wrote this book, because you can tell there's no way you could have written this book the way you did if you didn't really go all in and embrace what you were learning. So tell the listeners about the book.
Of course. So this book is all about, you know, how do you handle stress? So invariably, we carry stress from home to office and from office to home. And this stress is happening through conflicts. Conflicts when you're interacting with people around you. So at home with your family members and in the office with people who who have varied personalities. Now, in the course of this, what happens is we miss out on very subtle and simple things that we have to pay attention to, which goes out of our awareness. And this book is all about introducing those subtle aspects which can help you influence the people to an extent that you're able to understand them better by regulating your own emotions in order to influence their emotional state. And how you do that is just by paying attention to those things like being humble, showing that respect, having patience, displaying perseverance when it is required, asking the right questions. So these are things that we have to really pay attention to, and this is exactly what I have put in my book, and it is straight from the heart. Believe me, I've done all this, and I've seen success all the time as human resources professional. And that's pretty much what I have put in my book. And it is very easy for you to follow because it is very practical, the way I have explained it. And you don't have to really understand the psychological aspects of it. You just have to read it and imbibe it and follow it. And rest will project itself.
That's why I said this is the perfect book for that, because sure, you could go deeper, 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 but I think most people don't even know the surface of this. And so you've given that to us gift wrapped in this book that you can get on Amazon. Give us just one tiny example of a question.
Absolutely. Now, usually we ask questions which are to seek information, to gather something about the other person. But when you ask a question which makes a person think and self-reflect, that's a wonderful question. And that question can be something like, what is the purpose of your life? What is the purpose of your existence? How do you transition from your current reality to your preferred reality? How do you reach out to your aspiration level? How do you condition your mind in order for you to move from your current reality to preferred reality? So these are some of the powerful questions which will make people really self-reflect and start thinking beyond their limiting beliefs, beyond the kind of beliefs that they were fed in right from their childhood. And suddenly they realize there is that inherent potential in them which is unexplored, and they start self-discovering themselves. So this is one way of influencing the person whom you're interacting with and connecting with them emotionally.
What do you hope people take away from reading your book?
The best takeaway from my book would be from moving from goodness to greatness. I would put it like that. So we are all good in the work we do. We are all skilled, highly skilled, and that's because we have been working very hard in developing that skill. But over time, you start realizing that just the skill is not going to take you right up there. So what is it that will make you a person who will be followed? If you want to be a leader or a person who can be followed by many, then that transition should happen from goodness to greatness. That's a thin line of difference between goodness to greatness is about connecting emotionally. And how do you connect emotionally? By regulating your own emotions. By not displaying your emotions before you understand the other person's emotional state. And while you understand their emotional state, and if you are able to regulate yourself, over time, you will establish a connect which is long-lasting. And that trust that you establish is going to be for going to be there forever. So that's pretty much how you could actually demonstrate your leadership in the organization, irrespective of the position that you are in. And the same will help you even at home, how you demonstrate your persona as a person who can help others, support others by remaining calm all the time, remaining peaceful in your mind all the time, by being de-stressing yourself without anybody's support.
So for you, this has obviously been a game changer. And what's it like to take all this knowledge and to move from engineering and all those degrees and all the work you put into it and to put this work into HR? Is it like, it feels to me like this is a big gift that you have and that you get to give to other people. What's that feeling like to change lives?
Wow, that's a great question. You know, this is something that I really feel so passionate about. Irrespective of the profession that I'm in, the best satisfaction I get is when I'm able to help someone achieve what they are aspiring for. And probably that's the reason that I found my niche in coaching. So I'm a ICF certified coach. And what coaching does to me is gives me an opportunity to allow people to discover themselves, rediscover themselves for some. And in the course of that, when they go about achieving what they really aspired and what they dreamt about, and they come back and tell me about it, I feel so proud, more than anything else that I would have achieved in my profession. Just the fact that I was able to help somebody else do the best of what they want to do is by itself is something that really gives you that adrenaline rush. And that's pretty much I work for on day in and day out.
What a perfect place to end this. I'll tell you what, this book, you can get it on Amazon, Human Connect Through Emotional Intelligence. Nitin, thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Thank you so much, Kate. It's an honor talking to you. And this is a great opportunity. Thanks for inviting me for the show.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.